The Knicks, when they win tonight, they will take on the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals because the Cavaliers, who had such a wonderful season, 64-18, it is over.
Mitchell with a three that missed. Rebound Strus. Right corner three didn't hit anything. Rebound Siakam. Cavs are going to back up, and Indiana is going to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Very sad ending. Cavaliers radio.
Well, they could barely walk, the Cavaliers. They tried. It was a valiant effort with guys playing hurt and injured. You'll probably hear about a lot of that, you know, today after breakup day in Cleveland. But what a season it was for them.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they're doing there to keep their guys healthy the last couple of years is pretty impressive. The Indiana Pacers, everybody that they face seems to get hurt in the second round. The entire team goes down. And last year was the Knicks. This year, the Knicks beneficiary of some injuries and some issues with the Boston Celtics. But healthy teams move on, it seems like.
4-1. The Pacers move on. Here is the Cavaliers head coach, Kenny Atkinson. So how do you look at the season? Was it successful? Was it a failure?
It's not a success in terms of where, you know, the goal we had. You know, we had a goal to make that next jump, right? So I'm not sure we can say that.
Tough. For Tyrese Halliburton, though, very successful, and they are moving on.
It's a special feeling, to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here and talk like I got so many years of experience. You know, I'm in my fifth year.
So bizarre, the way that just fluctuates back and forth. But, good night for him. He was 6 of 10 from 3. He had 31 points, one from their head coach, Rick Carlisle. So much more to do, but we got a shot.
Look, we're talking about 8 more wins for an NBA championship. You know, the league is wide open.
And they have as good a chance.
That's the new Reggie Miller right there, guys.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes. You got Mr. Overrated versus Mr. Clutch, potentially.
And was that the one that Wally went after?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Call him a fake all-star.
Yeah, fake all-star.
He's been pretty good.
How you doing, you fake all-star?
In the loss, Donovan Mitchell battled through. Didn't shoot it great. He had 35. Pacers advancing where they will meet the Knicks next. The Thunder. Played this. This is a big game. Game 5, series tied 2-2. Oklahoma City with the biggest of shots.
Hartenstein screen. Shea jumped out by Brown. Gildas Alexander 5 to shoot. Angle left fires a 3 that's online. Got it! It's a king of Thunder Moneyball. Thunder by 6. Oh, baby! 47.
Wow. Jesus.
Very into it there. Thunder Radio. Shea Gildas Alexander 31 points, 7 assists, and OKC wins 112-105.
I don't know if you guys saw this at the end of this game last night.
No.
Jokic hit this shot to tie the game.
Yeah.
It was an insane shot by him, and he had a monster game.
He did,
last
44
night.
Points.
Oh, my God. He was unbelievable. Virtually unstoppable.
Not enough, though. Not enough. They go home down 3-2. Tonight, you got Game 5, T-Wolves and the Warriors. Minnesota looking to advance. They're up 3-1. Of course, the Mavericks won the draft lottery, which we spoke about yesterday. One person very unhappy with the whole way things shook out was your guy on SiriusXM, Adam Schein.
To have Nico Harrison, who made the single worst trade, in the history of professional sports, and to have him, watch him celebrate with a 1.8% chance to win, my goodness, that's awful. I'm sick. I'm livid. I'm disgusted. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, wow. Man, what is going on with Adam?
Yeah.
I don't think he's really sick, livid, and disgusted.
I mean, come on.
These guys are very well-adjusted.
Nico Harris got rid of Fat Luca. And then J.J. Redick said, hey, we got to get better in better shape if we're going to go on to win a championship.
Yeah, championship shape.
I'll tell you what, man. It may work out for the Mavs. You know, if you got Anthony Davis back, you got this Cooper Flagg kid coming, and now you got Kyrie Irving hopefully coming back from an Achilles himself. I mean, that's a pretty good
NBA champions next year, the Dallas Mavericks.
Wouldn't that be something? Who
knows? That would be something. Yeah, it would be.
We know it's not going to be the Nets.
They were in the finals just last year, the Dallas Mavericks. We forget about that.
I don't forget about that.
Number one overall pick.
And then all of a sudden, Fat Luca showed up.
Luca was a big reason why they were in the NBA Finals last year.
The biggest.
But he wasn't. Yeah, well, he was the biggest on the team for sure when they came back after celebrating.
I mean, we got to make a list of, like, Boomer's most hated athletes. Luca's definitely stock is rising.
Rising?
Yeah.
Quickly.
All right, so
I'm just telling you, you don't understand
Shador or Luka.
The internal conversations that these guys had.
It's just Shador or Luka.
I don't hate Shador.
Okay, so Luka you hate more.
I don't hate anybody.
Mekhi Becton or Luka Doncic.
I just point out what's obvious, that's all.
Come on.
It may not be so obvious to you guys. That's all.
Well, let's who else?
Because you guys you'll buy into the narratives that are out there.
Narratives?
Yeah,
the guy single-handedly led them to the NBA Finals. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
and then was sitting
on... He's Tom Seaver.
Yeah, but he was also sitting on a potential $345 million.
What do you mean, made of money? It's Monopoly money. What do you care?
Well, I'm just telling you about the internal conversations.
The quarterbacks in the NFL are overpaid.
I'm telling you about the internal conversations that go on between general managers and ownership.
They're still going to spend that money.
They will, just like the Yankees did. You know, the Yankees had a big conversation about Juan Soto, and what did they do? They kind of danced around our $700 million. Hey, we're really into it. No, we're not. We're not into this. We're not spending $700 million on a two-tool player.
Two tools.
Right, two tools.
Two of them. Yeah. Who, by the way, is missing one this season so far.
Yeah, right.
Yes, he is, I know.
He's lost his box.
He's been grave running someone.
He's borrowing tools.
Right,
he's going to Sunbelt Rentals.
What did the Yankees do? Instead of spending, well, you know, $765 million on one player, they ended up bringing in three other players. And if you want to count, you know, Grisham as part of all of that, then, you know, I think the Yankees did a smart thing.
We shall see. Yankees did lose to the Mariners in 11-2-1. J.P. Crawford, the game-winning RBI single in the 11th off of Tim Hill. Max Fried, five innings. He allowed one run on four hits. No decision. You also had Aaron Boone get ejected for arguing a call. Strike three on Jason Dominguez in the ninth inning. Mets Pirates last night at Citi Field. And I'll tell you this, Brett Beatty went down back to the minors. He has come back and he has swung a hot bat.
Well, this is a fast half inning so far for the Mets offense. The 1-1 is launched in the air to left field and deep. Canario back. He turns to look, and it is gone! Opposite field home run off the railing above the wall in left field. Beatty hasn't gotten the signal, but now does see it because the ball bounced back onto the field of play. But that puppy is gone.
Yes, it is.
Puppy.
Gave him a 2-1 lead and 2-1 the final as the Mets beat the Pirates. That was Keith Radd, Mets Odyssey Radio. Here was Beatty on SNY after the game, why things have turned around for him.
Just staying within myself, having the great support of our fans and everything. But yeah, it's going good.
And you also had a couple of goofy things along the way in this game, too. You had the whole incident with Pete Alonso and perhaps in the bathroom to start the sixth inning, don't know, and the whole Mark Vientos thing with the glove and the ball going right through.
Yeah, yes.
Which was pretty wild as well. Here was Carlos Mendoza with the Vientos situation.
From the dugout, I don't know, it happened so fast. I didn't know what happened. And then after the fact, somebody told me, no, it went through the web. I was like, man, yeah, tough break there. I seen it before. But yeah, it happened there.
I have not seen that before. Have you?
Where yeah, 100,000 times. We've seen that like on line drives.
We've seen the glove break.
It's yeah.
This went right through the hole of the glove. The hole's too big.
You got to tighten up the laces, Jerry.
But that's the make of the glove, though. That's
know,
what,
we'll
and that's what Ron
glove.
Darling was saying. Throw that thing in the trash.
Yeah, Ron Darling was all over it.
You can't use that glove. Anyway, the Mets are now 28-15. They'll go for the sweep tonight with Clay Holmes making the start. First pitch in 8:80, Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. Yankees and Mariners at 4:10 this afternoon. Ooh. Right here on The Fan. You've got the schedule release for the NFL tonight. Bill Belichick went on ESPN to discuss North Carolina football. He was indeed asked about his girlfriend.
I know that you're aware that your relationship with Jordan Hudson has been a headline over the last few months. And all of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then
in August and September and blah, blah, blah. There was one follow-up.
There's nothing to do with she's got nothing to do with UNC football except the time that she dressed up in a long leather coat with the UNC colors on it and big boots trancing around the field during their spring game. But outside of that, really nothing to do with the football program.
And I did ask Al innocuously, I said before, will she be on the sidelines?
I mean, on the sidelines.
You look at those Colorado sidelines with Deion, like the sidelines are crazy.
There's
a chance she could be down there, right, for a game?
Deion has turned that whole thing into like a sideshow.
Oh, it's like a party.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
The locker room's a party. Everything's a party.
The sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the sideline. On the sideline.
Would you be shocked if she was there in a trench coat on an October day?
You know what? It all depends.
Now I would, after all this criticism, but not before.
I think it all depends on how the administration at North Carolina wants to be seen. You know, I think Colorado has basically said, do whatever you want, Deion. This is your, we have been so bad for so long that nobody even knew that we even played football anymore.
Can't you make the same case for North Carolina football, though? I know Lawrence Taylor
they've
went there.
They've had a modicum of success. Some. They've won, you know, they've won some, but.
Not Ohio State or Michigan, though.
Yeah, but they didn't hire Bill Belichick the way that Colorado hired Deion, you know? So I would think that the UNC administration, as Pablo Torres is, you know, pointing out some of the Tories, pointing out in some of the stuff that, you know, they don't want to be looked at as a sideshow. They want to be taken seriously. That's why you would hire somebody like Bill Belichick prior to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you're not taken seriously when you've got the second runner-up of Miss Maine dating your head coach. I mean, if that doesn't give you some legitimacy, I don't know what does.
Stars beat the Jets 3-1 for a 3-1 series lead.